Hey everyone, Asher Blake here, your daily dose of early riser energy. We're diving into something truly powerful today. Self-compassion. Now, I know what you're thinking. Another, be kind to yourself, pep talk? But trust me, this goes way beyond just a feel-good mantra. We're talking about building a rock-solid foundation of acceptance and understanding for the amazing human being staring back at you in the mirror. You deserve it, and I'm here to help you unlock that inner wellspring of love and support. Think about it. We're constantly bombarded with messages telling us to strive harder, push further, be better. It's exhausting. Ever feel like you're always falling short of some invisible standard? You know that feeling when your inner critic starts whispering those harsh, judgmental thoughts? Well, today we're flipping the script. We're learning to treat ourselves with the same kindness and understanding we'd offer a dear friend. Here are five key strategies to help you build self-compassion and self-acceptance. First things first, acknowledge your struggles. It sounds simple, but it's powerful. You don't have to pretend everything is perfect or downplay your challenges. Embrace them. Every struggle, every setback, is an opportunity for growth and learning. Remember, you're not alone in this journey. We all stumble, we all face difficulties. Next, practice self-kindness. Imagine talking to a friend who's going through a tough time. You wouldn't berate them or pile on the pressure, right? So why do we treat ourselves so harshly? Cultivate that same compassion and gentleness when speaking to yourself. Replace negative self-talk with words of encouragement and support. Treat yourself like you would treat someone you genuinely care about. Shift your perspective. Instead of focusing on what you perceive as flaws or shortcomings, try shifting your attention to your strengths and accomplishments. We all have unique talents and abilities. Celebrate those. Remember that time you aced that presentation? Or when you helped a friend through a difficult situation? Acknowledge those wins, big and small. Remember that you are worthy of love and belonging. This isn't about arrogance. It's about recognizing your inherent value as a human being. You deserve to be treated with respect and kindness, both by yourself and by others. Remember that your worth isn't tied to your achievements or possessions. It's simply part of who you are, a unique, beautiful soul deserving of love and acceptance. And lastly, be patient. Building self-compassion is a journey, not a destination. There will be ups and downs, moments of doubt, and times when you slip back into old patterns. That's okay. Just gently guide yourself back to the path of self-love and acceptance. Remember, progress over perfection, every small step counts. Okay. Let's bring this to life with a real-world example. Imagine this. You're preparing for a big job interview, your heart is racing, your palms are sweating, and suddenly, those inner critic whispers start chirping. What if you mess up? What if they don't choose you? It's easy to get swept away by anxiety, but here's where self-compassion comes in. Instead of letting those negative thoughts take over, acknowledge them. Say something like, "Hey, I'm feeling a little nervous right now, that's totally normal. It means this opportunity is important to me." Then, remind yourself of your strengths and preparation. Maybe you even visualize yourself succeeding and delivering a confident performance. You see, self-compassion isn't about ignoring your feelings or pretending everything is perfect. It's about acknowledging them with kindness and understanding, guiding yourself through challenges with a supportive inner voice. Remember, building self-compassion is an ongoing process. Some days will be easier than others, but the key is to keep practicing. Be patient with yourself, celebrate your wins, and never underestimate the power of kindness towards yourself. Now, I want to hear from you. What are some ways you cultivate self-compassion in your daily life? Share your thoughts and experiences in the comments below. And remember, you've got this. We'll be back tomorrow with another dose of morning motivation to help you conquer your day. Until then, keep shining bright.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.